What would you call
stallion
it?
Stallion or stud.
Okay. And the plural of horse is a...
Foal.
Okay. And if you had more than one horse, they would be two...
Horses.
Okay. Did y'all have a lot of those on the farm, horses?
Oh, we had room for 12 in the barn.
Okay.
Not often we used that many.
Okay. But you weren't one to want to ride one much, huh? You didn't like to ride horses?
I didn't ride much.
Okay. How about a female would be called a
mare?
Okay. Now, what's a bronco?
Well, it's a wild horse. It doesn't like to be rode.
Okay. You ever heard them called a broom tail or a green horse? Or are those something different?
Well, green horse might be when it wasn't broke.
Okay. But that would be an unbroken horse, too?
Yes.
Okay. Now, was there another animal you would have on a farm that was like a horse, domesticated?
Mule.
Okay. Did y'all have those? What did you call them?
I never owned one. But
you've never owned one.
I've worked one.
Okay. What do they call the male and females of that?
Well, I don't know. That's a Jack and a Jenny.
Okay. Okay. Now, was there another animal that was like a mule and a horse but smaller?
A burro?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the male of a mule.
Okay. A burro is a male?
The mother
of a mule.
Father.
Okay. Okay. Did they have a name in the old days for a string of horses? A pack string that was strung together? Would they have called that a...
Train.
A train? Okay. Did you ever hear of the word remuda or cabby?
I've heard it, but I didn't know. Didn't have any experience with it.
Okay. Probably more ranching terms, aren't they? Did they have a name, or did you have a name for animals that you might have had, whether they were cows or sheep? I mean, not sheep, but cows or hogs that were of poor quality, that were inferior breed?
Culls.
Culls. Okay. Now, I haven't heard that either. That's really... I'm learning new words here from you. Now, a horse that had been castrated would be called a what?
Gelding.
Okay. And how about a pig?
Barrel.
Okay. Did you, if your cattle were out in the pasture grazing, and you call, how did you call them in? Did you have a call that you would use to call them in? With?
Oh, yes, it's a rule.
What did you say?
Come us.
Okay. Would you have a call for horses?
Well, I could whistle and they'd
okay.
come for half a mile lots of times.
Okay. How about for pigs?
Oh, yes, but they generally were around waiting for the feed.
You didn't have to call them. Okay.
They had a good appetite.
I know a lot of times we would call like suey or sow pig, something like that.
Oh, I might use something like that. But. I remember one year we raised quite a few hogs, and twice we drove a herd of them to Cedric, 2.5 miles, to put them in a railroad car. Drove them down the road, 80 head at the time.
80 head. They're kind of hard to drive, aren't they?
If they get their head on the wrong end, they are. That's about right. Just a few. If they thought you wanted to go someplace, they didn't.
They were always wanting to go in the other direction.
That's right. They're stubborn, all
they
right.
They are. They really are. How would you call chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
Okay. Did you, in working the cows or the hogs when you were driving them like that, did you have another animal that would help you? Did you have any of those?
Horse.
Horse or a...
Sad horse.
Or a... I was
dog?
Saying, yeah.
Dog?